broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The Culture Coaches.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. We are the culture. The cultures. LL Cool J. Let's celebrate the album. Let's go.
So many different hustlers you meet in the
DJ No Frills.
Hold on, put your trust in them. Let me explain. The greedy killer. He wanna wanna and get the money, but he quick to feel disrespected. One slip of the
we got a dope show. We celebrating the GOAT.
When you leave
the GOAT, the GOAT, the greatest. LL Cool J.
That applies to majority different situations. The daredevil type. Love to make a scene and hype.
Stay tuned. We got that Philly support, Philly section.
Put dirt on his name, you getting slept.
North Philly on the check-in. South Philly on the check-in. East Philly on the check-in.
Don't inhale too deep when he passed.
Ha-ha, East Philly, that's frame for homie. We gonna show y'all more love this year.
Transparent, or that's all she wrote. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your
word. Gotta keep your word. We are the culture. We here to restore order. No rumors.
Living like a villain, sipping V on out the glass.
Shout out Raina from Miami on the check-in.
Corvette club waving Maybach flags. 100-foot yachts jumping waves running left.
Later on, we got that health and hip-hop segment. Health and hip-hop.
Shorty just broke a lease.
DJ No Frills.
I put it all in the book, praying that she could read. Really, are you a G? Wanna see, I'm running the numbers up. I feel I'm still in the lead. Tentacles in the streets, criminals getting green. Seven series new beam.
Oh, little Raheem, we ain't forget about you. You out there frauding, you talking crazy about the show. We the best, we the best. Vital Voice, DJ No Frills, the culture coaches.
Still on the rise, while I'm charging the check.
Always keep your word, always paying back. Always keep your word.
Later on, stay tuned. Later on, we gonna give out a Grammy. Yes, we give out Grammys.
Smart when he invests.
It's the Grammy.
That'll keep you out the mess. He act like you treat him cold, but that is just a test. Keep your jokes to a minimum when wifey is around. Remember, he's the man, and how it sounds. Give you the shirt off his back. Cross him, that's that. Yeah, always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always stay him back. Always keep it real. Always like crack.
Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators, the hip-hop co-creator segment later on. Shout out to my Puerto Ricans, my Boricua, Frills of Boricua, yes.
Created a trap this Sunday, sir. Always have a gauge, always at the mat, always move weight, always move the pack, always keep the word, always stand back, always keep it real, always like crack. Always keep your word, always pay him back. Always keep your word, always pay him back. Always keep your word, always pay him back. Always keep your word,
always pay him back.
Yes, we are the culture coaches.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Some do it for show.
They do it for sure.
The culture coaches.
We're celebrating the legend, LL Cool J. New album out now. Check me out on Rock the Bells Radio 2. Official Rock the Bells family. LL, why not, lady?
Hey! I'm at the Rutgers. Yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling. A coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coupe with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So we skated off as she strolled off. Looking at them legs, goddamn, they look so soft. I gotta take you from your man.
Shout out Stuttgart, Germany, Tokyo, Japan.
Competition, you only knew in 5 months. That's right. Besides, you drink too much and smoke too many. And I be working out every day, thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, 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 you know I'm from Philly. Shout out to Boys the Men. Later on, we got that Philly support, Philly segment, but we celebrating the GOAT. You remember that movie, Crush Groove, when he said box, LL, why not? Let's go.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Shout out to my bro, my Brooklyn bro, Val the Voice. Why not? Let's go.
My radio, believe me, I like it loud. I'm the man with the box that can rock the crowd. Walking down the street to the hardcore beat while my JVC vibrates the concrete.
DJ No Frills.
I can't understand, but I need a radio inside my hand. Don't mean to offend other citizens, but I kick my fire way past 10. My story is rough, my neighborhood is tough, but I still sport gold and I'm out to crush. My name is Cool J, I devastate the show, but I couldn't survive without my
radio. Farmers Boulevard on the check in, Farmers. Shout out to the whole Queens.
My hip hop gangster and my name is Tar, just stimulated by the beat.
Make sure you go get that new LL Cool J album. It's a Queens thing, I guess. Produced by Q-Tip. It's phenomenal. 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 No lies, family.
DJ No Frills.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
I really don't care if you're jealous or not, cause I make the songs, you sing along, and your radio's deaf when my record's on. So get off the wall, become involved, all your radio problems have now been solved. My treacherous beats make your ears respond, and my radio's loud like a fire alarm. The floor vibrates, the wall caves in, the bass makes my eardrums seem thin. Sounds in my ride, yes, the front and back. You would think it was a party, not a Cadillac. Turn the app with the windows closed, and my face is so
DJ
loud.
No Frills.
Stereo stomping like a savage beast. The level on my power meter will not decrease. Suckers get mad cause the girlies scream, and I'm still getting paid while you look at me mean. I'm the leader of the show, keeping you on the go, but I know I can't live without my radio. I'm the leader of the show, keeping you on the go, and I know I can't live
the
without my radio.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
New music, cool classics, LL Cool J, let's celebrate.
First time together and I'm feeling kind of conventional methods of making love kind of bomb. I want to knock your block off, get my socks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G's off.
I'ma call you Big Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn it,
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck, Mandingo in a sack, who ain't afraid to pull my hands back.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Hey, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. LL Cool J. Shout out Val the Voice. Brooklyn in this joint. Why not? Let's go.
Funky, 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 cause you heard it from hearsay. A jam that you love that don't be getting no airplay. Strictly for front when you're riding around. 12 o'clock at night with your windows down. Headlights blinking cause your battery's drained. Armor all on your tires and a big gold chain. Parking outside all the hip-hop spots. Push the EQ and play connect the dots. Leaning to the side, people everywhere. The trunk full of amps, ain't no room for a spare. Big beats pumping with the bass and bass. All the sophisticated suckers catch a heart attack. Cause they don't understand why I act this way. Pumping up the funky beat until the break of day. It's because I want attention when I ride.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
Cause my system flop.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Shout out DJ Voltron on it, checked in. The Bronx, Voltron, Sherrod Stark, Philly, what's up?
Ride with a brother like me, cause they be hear me getting funky frequently. They tell me don't drink and drive, I say, what is this? Pass the Heineken and mind your business. Roll up a fat one and pass it around. Laid back, hypnotized by the funky sound. People in the street see me bobbing my head while I'm checking out the rapper and the rhyme that he said. I'm frontin', and I don't care if you know. The backseat of my car's like a disco show. You would think I was a good friend of Al Capone. Crazy air freshener, who needs cologne? Bottom, to the top, cruise. It's 3 o'clock, the girlies, they smile. They see me coming, I'm steady humming. I got the funky drummer drumming. My trunk be shaking, vibrating and rattling. Pumping so loud, all the shorties be babbling.
And yo, we about to take it to the Bronx, the birthplace of hip-hop. Why not? We are the co-creators, the culture, coaches. Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators. We got y'all.
Roof open, so DJ I can feel the wind blow. I don't give a damn if it cracks my back window. C to the O to the O to the L to the I to the N to the F to the R to the O to the N to the T to the I to the N. That means I'm chilling. Let's go. She's sitting. My seats are soft like a bed. They recline way back so I can get real cozy. I got the gangster takes in place like a bass head to say. I want bass.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture. Some do it for show, they
this
do it for
joy.
Sure.
Yeah, this the my culture joy. Coaches. It's official, let's go.
When we used to chair on the hill, when Forest Projects used to be
cool classic, Fat Joe.
Others was cool, some hit the island, some smoke fools. Me, I chose a life for crime since day one. 13 years old already trying to cop a gun. I never understood why my pops would beat me. No matter what I did, yo, he still mistreated me. That's why I never listened to a thing he said. And I wasn't just mad when I used to wish him dead. Instead, me and Mark Deuce kept tight. Promised that one day everything would be alright. 14 years old, cutting mad glasses, puffing on a breaking car glass.
South Bronx. Shout out to the hip-hop co-creators. We got that segment going on later. Shout out to my Boricuas, my Spanish, my Dominicans, my Puerto Ricans, Second Street, Badlands, Philly, South Bronx. Why not? Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Let's just be wild. Represents
the
fullest. You can't trust nobody. Brothers,
they've been the Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching
yes,
the
yes,
culture.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the culture. The culture. The culture coaches. Famous Frills, yes, DJ sir. No Frills. That's right, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. You know my name. And this is my bro from Brooklyn, the Brooklyn bro. Tell him your name,
what
fam.
What is good? It's your man, Viral Val, Val the Voice. Val 2.0, listen, man, No Frills. I like the records that you're playing, playing them cool classics. You are bringing us back, man. I salute you. I salute you for keeping it 100% with the culture like you always do.
Listen, the question is not why, but why not? We got to celebrate the GOAT. LL Cool J yeah. just dropped the new album.
Streaming
so we
like got to
celebrate the GOAT with some classics. And we had to mix in some cool classic Fat Joe.
Yes.
This Envy record is my joint.
Yeah, listen, Fat Joe got a new record. It's fire. It's called Paradise. It's a remake of a Stevie B freestyle record. That's going to be the new single for the rest of the year, man. It's crazy.
You called it. You breaking records now.
Listen,
huh?
I want to shout out Fat Joe for giving us a big shout out on the page, Hip Hop Co-Creators page.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold up. You said who?
Fat Joe.
Hold up. One more time.
He actually commented and gave us a big shout out on his live, the Hip Hop Co-Creators. Follow at the Hip Hop Co-Creators page. He shouted out everything that the page is doing.
Hey, Val, can I tell you something?
Talk to him.
I seen it.
You
I just wanted
it?
To say that for little Raheem, North Philly, you a hater, homie. Pull yourself together. You a grown man, homie.
Listen,
Val, which we got
listen,
to talk about.
There's a lot going on, man. Famous Frills, there's a lot going on, man. Listen, today we're going to have a big... Listen, everybody. Everybody knows that D Culture Coaches, we launch records, right? We play cool classics. We talk about everything that's going on urban in the community, but sometimes we got to get into our... are legal-ish. Sometimes we
yes.
gotta talk. We gotta stand behind people who have been done wrong. Today we're gonna have a very special guest by the name of Abel Ortiz.
Yes,
he's got an incredible story. Okay, I'm not gonna give you too much about it. You're gonna have to listen to it, but he's got an incredible story. The man was falsely accused of something. He was incarcerated, unlawfully put behind prison, and you know what? Now he's back. He's out, and he is seeking his exoneration. He wants to clear up his name, and he's got a book out right now. We're going to get more into it. Shout out to my man, Abel Ortiz. He's in the studio, but I'm going to let him tell it when we get back. We got the Who Frauded segment. I'm going at Vlad TV for talking about the Marlon Brothers, but we're going to get to it. No,
Hold on. Vlad
TV,
we put him on,
I can't say it. We got to put him on blast on the Who Frauded section. We also got that Health and Hip Hop, man. This week makes a couple years, I think it was 2018, that we lost Mac Miller. okay, to depression and drug use and all that. So we're going to talk about that on the Health and Hip Hop segment. We're going to get into this Philly Support Philly segment, okay? And don't forget, man, we got a whole bunch of new, we got some great new syndicators. We got some amazing sponsors. Shout out to Care and Life Services for being a sponsor of the show. No Frills. Let's get into a song. Let's get back. Let's get into that Philly Support Philly. And then we're going to get into these segments. Why not?
The question is not why, but why not?
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
For me, no. Yeah, I'm on the way to it. Not enough for me, no. It's like, wanna sit down, what do you do to it? Not enough for me, no.
Show you how it's done.
One won't do it to it. Not enough for me, no.
Now let's take it from Tiffany. How this thing was.
This my joint. You know we celebrate the vets. You know we celebrate the vets. Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla. This my joint. It's called Won't Do. I'm in the crate.
Making it raw. Them put on weight from fighting them off. In the mall, you see it and like it, it's yours. That's a nice fit. You ain't got a price. I paid for it like the mics and the sauce. We pack big bags out of Saks Fifth Ave. Mr. Put them in the back with a fifth back. I need space for all of my women's. In these days, the arguing was limited. I replaced the tripping. It's deep game and all in the pimping. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but I need another one. Yeah, another one. One won't do it, and it's not enough for me.
Line
them up.
One
won't do it,
to
it's not enough for me.
So, what's good? The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Viral Val, Val the Voice. We are the culture coaches, the broadcast billies. Real quick shout out to my people at the UK Hip Hop Museum, Mr. Freeze Fridays. The room was jumping. You know that we are an official sponsor. Vice versa. We power partners with the UK Hip Hop Museum. Shout out to my man Troy Haywood. Shout out to Curtis Blow, the founder of the UK Hip. Shout out to my man Mr. Freeze. And you know what? The room was popping today. Mr. Freeze Fridays, every Friday at 2 p.m. our time.
Shout out to Mr. Freeze. He's family. He supports the show. Man, I just want to shout out to everyone that reciprocates and advocate.
Yes, sir.
Stop complaining. It's like, yo, I don't vote. I'm not voting for nobody. I'm not into politics. But it's like this. If you don't like whoever, yo, advocate for what you do like.
Yes,
that's why
sir.
I respect Mr. Freeze for advocating for us to getting us with the UK people.
That's right. And don't be a hater all your life.
Yeah,
all your people, that's what the new whole fraud said, but don't be a hater all your life. Frills, you know what time it is?
What's that?
It's that Philly Support Philly segment. And everybody, just to remind everybody, my man No Frills is the man behind the brand, Philly Support Philly. He started it. There's a lot of carbon copies, but there's only one original, and his name is Famous Frills.
Let it play. I got you.
Listen, with that being said, man, what's going on in your city? Did you hear about the riot? I know you don't like to be on no negative, but I got to address this.
I like to push P.
Yeah, we like to push P.
Positivity.
There you go, all day. But listen, what was going on in the Walmart down in South Philly, man? There was a riot the other day. You had the cashiers fighting with the customers. You had the manager get stomped out.
Val, let me tell you something.
What's going on?
I hate to say it,
yeah,
but it's a normal thing. It just to make the news. It's sad, man.
What's going on with our people, man?
Man, listen,
that's why we coach the culture. That's why we do what we do. We're trying to coach you.
Listen,
it's about love. It's about positivity.
I want to express some love. It's a situation going on in Philly right now.
Talk about it.
I'm not saying no names, but it's with a Philly OG.
Is it Philly Superhead?
No. Okay. It's an artist.
Okay.
I just want to say, man, Philly, I don't know who's right and wrong in this situation. Somebody said they got robbed by a very successful OG in the city. I'm not saying it happened. Allegedly, that's what's supposed to happen. But all I want to say is, man, look, let's work together. Let's get some money together, man.
Unity in hip-hop,
And stop all the gate. I don't even like that word, gatekeeping, but whatever y'all want to call it, gatekeeping, hating.
Hatekeeping. It's hate not just keeping. Gatekeeping.
I like that.
It's also hatekeeping.
Yeah, man.
Don't hate on your brother.
Let's get to the money. And if anybody got a problem with Famous Frills, I apologize early. Because listen, we here to get to the money.
Right.
I'm trying to get that Rolls Royce, like Valdo. Oh, no, the Wraith. I'm out for
no
disrespect.
No good. It's all good.
And more properties. You know what I mean?
There you go. Listen, and that's what we do here on the Culture Coaches. We preach unity. We unite the community, man. Unity in the urban culture, man. This show is an urban educational show, man. We do play. That's right, Frills. We do launch new music. We do play cool classics. We do break artists. But at the end of the day, we're here to teach people and we're here to reach people. It's not just about the music. It's about the movement. And you know what? We are the leaders of the movement, the Culture Coaches. With that being said, man, there's a big event coming to Philly September 29th, man. It's your man Petey Crack actually posted it. The Catch Me in Traffic presents Puerto Rican Day Parade bicycle giveaway. They're
going to
be for the community.
That.
They're going to be out there. They're going to be giving bikes away. They're going to be giving gifts out to the kids. So that is September 29th. If you're in the city, get on your bike. Come out. Be a part of it. Shout out to Petey Crack. He's a fan
Crack.
Of the show. He's coming up to the show soon. And you know what? He's out there promoting whatever he promotes. You know, he's my Boricua brother.
Exactly.
So whatever he promotes, I got to show love. You know
and
what I
pushing
mean?
Pushing P.
He's pushing P. Positivity. And he's pushing that P for Puerto Ricans.
That's right.
And you know, my man Famous Frills is half Boricua.
Yes, I'm half Boricua. Shout out to my homies, man. Back in the day, my Puerto Rican homies had me drinking Ganapas, Maltas, all that.
Shout out
man.
To the Badlands.
No, I can't lose the weight.
I learned
that's
about
because
the Badlands.
Of, yeah, the Badlands, Philly. But shout out to Petey. Shout out to everybody. But Val, what's next on the agenda? Because I know there's a lot going on. What's next?
There's a lot going on. So we just got into this Philly Support Philly. But today, like I said, we got my man Abel Ortiz.
Yes. Why?
What's up, Abel? Say what's up to the people
what's
real
up,
quick.
Val? What's up? What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Famous
Frills? My man, No Frills.
Hey, man, thanks
for that's a classic name.
Listen,
there you go.
Famous,
cool classic.
Shout out
famous
to Val
Frills.
The Voice, man.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for being a man of your word.
Of course,
you
man.
Most definitely you
of
know,
course.
Kept your word.
Absolutely. Listen, you are the author of Motion in the Interest of Justice, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about your case, all right? So I know, take us back to the day. 2001 was the year, am I correct?
2000
or 2001?
2000.
Okay, 2000.
2001 you're at the, is when I
blew trial. Okay, that's so you're at the
that's when the towers fell down.
Okay, we're at the Puerto. Wow. You're at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. You're having a good time. Tell us about what you see and how you get involved with it. Because we're gonna take we want to bring the listener through this story. I'm gonna build it up into the book. We're gonna build it up into. We're going to let them know what the story is, but let's start there.
All
2000,
right.
You're at the Puerto Rican parade. You're out there. You're waving the flag. You're on your Boricua-ish. Tell us what happens.
I probably told this story a billion times.
Go, tell us to all listeners.
We're going to do this as fast as we can because
yeah,
I know
can.
Time is always an
so
issue.
Good.
All right. So it was a beautiful day. Super hot. 90 plus degrees. Basically, what I'm going to be telling you is in the introduction of my book.
Okay.
All right. So it was beautiful. I was going home. I missed seeing my wife. She was in the parade, actually marching for Mark Green.
Okay.
I bounce. I go home with my cousin. And as I'm leaving on the Central Park side, on the outskirts of Central Park, there's a water trough. I didn't know this. I know this after. I know a lot of things after. I didn't know this at the time. There's a water trough there where the horses drink the water.
Okay.
You know where the horses in Central Park go?
Yes, sir.
All those horses.
Yes.
In 59th Street and 6th Avenue, there's a water trough.
Okay.
All right. So I didn't know that, but all I see in that area was a water fight.
Mm.
It's 90 plus degrees. I look towards the parade had ended. Everybody wants to linger around.
Absolutely.
You already know how
that's
you
part
do.
Of the parade. Go ahead.
Talk to shorties.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, hang out, be with your boys, whatever. Anyway, as I'm leaving, I see that it's like a spring break event.
Okay.
But before that, mind you, I see this beautiful Boricua coming with a sundress.
Okay.
A black, tight sundress that just got drenched with water.
Mm.
So you imagine this white dress, she looking sexy, and she's unbothered. She actually leaves smiling.
Okay.
So I'm already seeing joyous events here from everybody. Guys and girls are wetting each other, running around.
So everybody's having a good time.
Look like
where does
spring
it change?
Break in Crest in Central Park.
Where does it change?
Where does it change? After a while, girls start throwing their tops off. They start flashing their butts. Guys is running around. Girls is back and forth doing it. It looked very conceptual. Okay. And it was. Okay. It was. It's on camera. Everything I was spitting is on camera.
When did it change and the dynamic change where it didn't seem like it was all right, funny?
So I was there for approximately 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes out of a 2-hour event.
Okay.
Okay. And I guess basically after about 15 minutes after I got there, there was isolated incidences where girls were getting attacked and they wasn't with the shenanigans.
Did you witness this?
I actually didn't witness. Okay. I did more than witness.
Okay.
I helped 3 females.
Okay.
Get out of 3 crazy situations. So basically, I did put my foot down when I seen these crazy incidences happening.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, after an incident happened, there would be girls over here flashing. There would be girls over here throwing water. Mm-hmm. So it was little incidences here and there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all this is taking place. This is fast in my brain. I'm, you know, all this.
You're trying to process it.
Trying to process it, enjoying myself at the same time as were they.
Yes.
It's on camera. You understand? Yeah. So basically, after I helped the 3rd female.
I seen in the video where people, that was at a certain point, you were there, you were watching, but I seen in the video at a certain point, you looked like you were pushing people off.
Well,
it looked like you were standing between and pushing.
I'm on camera.
Got you. I saw
physically
that.
Helping females.
Mm-hmm.
Not one, not 2, but 3 females.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I helped these females, I had a smile in my face. I was laughing like, this is crazy. This is bugged out. Some of these chicks is wilding. These dudes is bugging out. I was young and, you know, it was like I said in the Emmy Award winning story. I was 21.
So you're basically a kid.
21, 22, yes. So, you caught me on my chain of thought.
You said you were there. It looked like you were bugging out. You just were going with the flow.
I had a point to where I was getting there, but that's all right. So let's get back to the story. Yeah. I leave, all right? No, I was trying to get to a point. So basically, after I help, I'm still laughing.
Yeah.
Bugging out. I clapped at one point, and I seen this girl's breast out. And I'm like, holy shit, laughing
she
and clapping.
Curse.
Mind you, ooh,
can't curse,
so
no,
sorry.
Already,
my apologies, my apologies. Mm-hmm. I said, holy crap, I seen this girl's breast. I'm over here laughing and clapping. Yeah. But I realized that she wasn't with it. She, after a while, after seeing that, you understand? And immediately after, her friend passes by and she wasn't with it. And you see my facial reaction right on camera change. Right there is when I said, I'm out of here. This is
crazy.
That
was just what I was going to ask you. When did you leave? Because
That's when I left.
There's a point to it. So you left? You left the parade or you hung out?
I left.
Okay.
Went home.
You left. All right.
Straight on the D train, back to the Boogie Down Bronx, Tremont Avenue. I met up with my wife, saw my kids. Made love to my wife, told her about the story, everything that happened.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I had a scratch from here to here from one of the girls that I helped.
Okay.
Her name is Erica Ruda. I'm on camera helping. You go to my IG, you see me helping, physically pushing guys off her.
So you go home. So you go home, you're hanging out, you're back with your family.
Yes.
When did you realize that this was something big and did you get
after
a call?
After I made love to my wife, me and her knocked out. Bam.
Okay.
We woke up that night.
And it was on the news.
It was on the news.
Did you see yourself on the news?
Oh, heck no. Heck no. Okay. See, that's the crazy thing. This is the bugged out part about all of this. So I told her, yo, she was like, you did it? I was like, hell no. I told you what happened.
Yeah, I was there.
You know, I was there. I told you what happened. I told you exactly what happened.
Lucky for you, you did, because Boricua women don't play. She would have cut you.
So, no, my wife was super official back in the days.
Yeah, no,
you understand?
I
let me tell you
something.
I'll tell you some. You read that book, you understand. So, bang, I tell her, no, hell no. Boom, it's all over the news. I go about my business, my daily life. I'm a limo driver. Actually, I'm a field supervisor at that age because her sister owned the limo service.
Okay.
So she took me out the hood.
Okay.
Now I'm over here driving limos, freaking Steven Spielberg, Sporty Thieves, Juvenile, and all of them. I'm lit.
Okay.
I'm over here going about my daily life.
When did you know you were in trouble? Or that
I'm telling you, bro, this was every day on the news. Let me get up to the to that, all right? Every day on the news, all over the freaking world. Because shout out to UK and everybody over there. I know y'all hearing. Shout out to Melissa. She the one who created hashtag Justice for Abel Ortiz.
Nice.
Shout out to you, mama. So where I'm at? Help me get back to where
I'm
at.
You told me you're driving around Juvenile. All right,
so boom.
That you're living.
So
Every day it's on the news.
Yeah.
Every freaking channel all over the freaking world because French tourists got stripped butt naked in front of her husband.
Did you see yourself in any of these videos when you were on TV? When it was on TV?
Never.
Still haven't.
Never, okay. never. I never seen myself. So days gone by. One day, 2 days, 3 days. Now the police, the mayor Giuliani, mm-hmm. Governor Pataki, which is the governor, they issued, and Commissioner Kelly Kerrick, whatever his name is,
yeah,
they issued $10,000 rewards for anybody who can identify anybody in these videos, and $2,000 just for an indictment, they said. This was the reward they was given.
Mm-hmm.
They put people's faces up there. Wanted posters like you never seen in your life. This was a crazy event. So you got wanted posters all over. They posting every, so everybody's getting locked up. 4, 5, 6, 7 days later, 8 days later. It's all over the news, all over the internet. I was never a suspect, ever. Whatever 68 homicide detectives seen, because this is who took, they assigned them as the task force for everybody here, the homicide detectives. 68 homicide detectives looked at all those videos, which is already only 7 of them, all right? And they said, never one time did I commit a crime or anything. So through all this time, this is a manhunt all over the freaking country, basically, because it's not just for New York. Everybody comes from other states.
I remember.
So they showing everybody's face all over the world, all right? I'm never wanted. 10 days, 11 days later, One time I'm sitting in a booth, my mother said, Andy, I was working.
Yeah.
Going to work. She was like, Andy, I seen you on TV. I said, what you mean? No, she said, I see my face on TV. I said, what you mean you seen your face on TV? I got my mother's face on the back of my back, tattooed.
Wow.
I said, what? You see my face? She said, yes, you was there. I said, yeah, I told you I was there. She was like, you sure you didn't do that? I said, mommy, I swear. If they want me, they're going to give me a reward. I helped 3 girls. I remember helping 3 girls. You understand? I was being a little bit arrogant there or cocky, whatever, but I'm trying to calm her down. Like, yo, don't worry about it. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You understand? So that was a Dateline special that everybody was seeing.
Okay.
Coincidentally, somebody from my hood, right, goes and calls the NYPD, 46th Precinct.
Mm.
Yo, I know this kid. He was there. His name is Abel Ortiz. He lived on 2101 Creston Avenue on the 6th floor. His wife's name is Bridget. This is all in the police report.
Yes.
I know this because I have all the DD-5s, all the information from the courts.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. That's what I wanted to get to. Let's get into this record. Let's come back to the Abel Ortiz story. Let's go.
The broadcast bullies, famous frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Every red 150, ooh. Got the grizzly locked in the stizzy. Pop the clizzy, doing 60 down a one with you, trying to piss me. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people's are popping bottles up and stools. My label, that. Spun the UE, lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a what's that? Straight from Paris, taking Debbie's baby, baby cabbage, every yellow's
nice.
Hot bird, cherry radish, fish, out the dealer. Got the ooh. For the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's cause it's realer. In the Big Apple,
DJ No Frills.
Enemies, spit at your best friends. Kidnapped.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Talking about that shit. Oh, mama go for Dodo. Scarface went out for Nola. When V5 is solo, but V throwing bottles. It's hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Be like
I'm staying alive, baby.
Don't bust day once. And it's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for the. Get your own, you heard?
Just wanna crush my wife. Just wanna take my life. But it's so hard. It's so hard.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are the broadcast bullies. We are here chopping it up with Abel Ortiz, friend of the show. We're going to get right back into the story. But no, Frills, you know what time it is?
Yes.
What time is it?
It's time to get healthy. It's time to get healthy.
Health and hip-hop.
Health and hip-hop.
And health and hip-hop is the part of the show where we highlight and we talk about people who may have passed away, people who dealt with mental health issues, physical health issues in hip-hop. So this week, we're going to highlight someone who you knew personally, Mac Miller.
Yes, I thought you forgot about that.
Listen, I did not forget, brother. I know that you worked with Mac Miller. You knew him personally. And you know, 2018, all right, September 17th, which is going to be this week, 2018, he passed away. Only 26 years old of a drug overdose of fentanyl. He was using cocaine and he was suffering depression and he was an alcoholic. So that brings us into helping hip hop, man. There's a lot of artists. There's a lot of people just in our urban culture. They don't even have to be artists. A lot of people are suffering from mental health issues.
Yes.
A lot of people are suffering from health issues. A lot of people are abusing narcotics or abusing alcohol. And, you know, it's our job as the coaches to coach you through this. Listen, make sure that if you need help, that you reach out to a professional. If you ever need to call into the show, me and No Frills are not doctors, but if you need somebody to talk to, you can always call into our show, The Culture Coaches. And you know what? Maybe we can link you with somebody. Maybe we can coach you through something. Yes. We're here to be your sponsor.
Exactly.
You don't necessarily have to be a medical professional, even though I've worked in the medical industry. You don't have to be to help someone. Listen, seek professional help. Pray. Whatever the ritual is that you need to do, get in the gym. Listen, do it for your legacy. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. There's too many people. Rest in peace, my homie Fat Man Scoop. There's too many people passing away.
Yes.
No Frills, what do you got to say?
I want to say rest in peace to the great Frankie Beverly. You know,
that's
he's
right.
from North Philly. Rest in peace to Frankie Beverly, man. And salute to the OGs. I hate to say it, but a lot of them not looking too good. You got Freddie Jackson not looking too good right now. You got the guy from Cameo that Big Daddy Kane took the box haircut from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not, I mean.
Watch your mouth, not, no frills. I came from Brooklyn, but go ahead.
Okay. Maybe it did. I don't know. He might be, He might be a New Yorker, though.
I'm joking.
But it's a lot of the OGs, man. They're not doing too well. You see them on stage and they're not doing too well. But Frankie Beverly, man, definitely a Philadelphian. And, you know, I just want to send my condolences.
Health is wealth, man. Health is wealth.
Health
no
is
frills.
Wealth.
You're looking good. You're in the gym. I just made it back to the gym. Everybody keep on the gym.
I got a confession to make, man.
You were hanging out with the Philly Superhead?
No, I'm on them roids.
Oh, you know what? I could see. I could tell.
No. Listen, though. Awesome. I just want to give some advice because when you're in this music business, there's a lot of artists that definitely suffer from depression, like Donny Hathaway. Mm. You got Mac Miller. Mm. Whatever the reason is. But one thing I can tell you is, switch your circle. You got to have a circle of people that champion you, that got your back, that want to see you win, and they know that you're the investment, and not just because the money, because if you go, everybody, family might get kicked out of a crib.
Right.
People won't have jobs, and you got to think about that.
Yes,
and
sir.
The people that's around you trying to push drugs on you and, Just get rid of him, man. You know, I ain't trying to sound like Captain Planet because I'm the Maybach of this music-ish. And that's Vile the Voice. And I just want to say my piece, man.
Yes,
rest
sir.
In peace to Mac Miller. Rest in peace to Frankie Beverly. And rest in peace to Fat Man Scoop. I ain't going too soon.
Okay, man.
What's next, yo?
I'm about to start crying. Listen, let's get back. You know, I'm about to start crying listening to my man, Abel Ortiz. This is a touching story,
yes.
man. So where we left it off last, I wanted to reach up to that point. You know, I was trying to reach up to that point, and that's where we wanted to hit. So he was, after the event, he's minding his business. He's going along with his daily life. He was aware of what had happened, but he knew he wasn't involved in that particular fashion, right? He gets a call. Once Mom Dukes called you, you know it's real. So now at this particular point, your mom calls you. Let's take it from here. When
so
did the
as
police?
As I was saying, there was somebody called
right.
the precinct
Thank
and
for reminding
gave
the audience.
Everything, the whole rundown. So whoever did it was very close to me.
Mm.
So they
hold on. One question though. I need to know this. Now this is the Culture Coaches, Vile the Voice, and DJ No Frills. Did they do it for the check?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wow.
I think they did. I just talking to my man about it. I think it was somebody that I had intercourses with his baby's moms.
So
I think
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
I'm not trying to make a joke.
It was his wife. They was not together. They was on a breakup. You understand?
Yeah.
And I think it was him, but I can't prove
something
that.
Like okay. that happened to me. That's why I laughed about it. But carry on with the story.
All right, so 46 Precinct is very familiar with me. They were familiar with me, so they knew who I was automatically. Now, they went and they took my information from that call and they faxed over the information to the homicide detective.
Okay.
Homicide detectives put on their report, he is not a suspect.
Mm.
All right, mind you, I have all this
You got all this documentation.
Yes, go ahead. Everything that I speak is undisputed.
Documented.
That book is undisputed.
Documented.
That's why you're here with us.
Uncontested, undisputed. I'm the first guilty man in history with an Emmy in his hand from this story. I'm still not exonerated. Hence the book.
We're going to work together on it.
So they say I'm not a suspect. Coincidentally, another part of the world, which is Maryland, in New York, there's a female that was there. Her name is Melissa Rusin, a Caucasian female, young female who came from Maryland with a bunch of her friends, Charles Rosario, Jerry Wright, and a few others. Now, she was in there, okay? I didn't know this was going on in her life. I don't know what's going on in this other situation. I'm going about my life.
Yeah.
She goes and she reaches out after the dateline to her lawyer, because there's over $250 million in lawsuits against the NYPD.
Wow.
Because the cops didn't do anything. Yeah. They let this thing go on for hours and hours.
And
they supposedly ignored numerous complaints from multiple females.
That's right.
So the lawsuit was over $250 million from all these females that was there involved combined. She finds this out. Okay, this is my theory, which I'm very, very sure this is exactly what happened because after that dateline, somebody reached out to her. She found out. She reached out to an attorney. She goes into the precinct over there in Maryland.
Okay.
All right? This is, remember, I got all the police reports.
Okay.
Everything. I got her statement. I got other people's statements. I don't even know. But anyway, I got everything. So she makes a police report, all right, as to what happened to her over there with the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
She never mentions me ever in this police report.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time.
Wow.
Okay.
She comes to New York the next day with her attorney. Okay. And all of a sudden, I am the man who was holding her elbows while men were literally inserting their fingers in her vagina and in her rectum. These were the accusations. And I was involved in that.
Allegedly.
This is her accusation.
This is alleged. This is what she's alleging.
Now,
accusation.
Over here, I got a, I believe it was an Expedition limo, Titanic.
Mm.
All right, this is an 18 to 24 passenger. Mm. I'm with prom kids in the surf club in New Rochelle. I go to Applebee's, hang out while they're in the prom. I go pick them up. I take them. I get pulled over by unmarked car. He says, you know why I pulled you over? No, officer. Oh, your tires are spinning. He's like, be careful. I guess he was identifying me right there.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I keep going. All right? I go to Barcode in 46 in Times Square, right? On Broadway. I pull over. I get the kids out. I escort them to the front of the club. I wait for each and every one of them to go in. I turn around. You guys know this movie, King of New York.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Remember when they had Frank White and he had the bullet in him in the taxi? You seen how all the cops came or the swarmed from? You know Times Square is full of cops. They came and got me like if I was Frank White. It was crazy Times Square. And I was so embarrassed.
Of course.
More than anything. I was embarrassed, bro. You understand? This was a part of my life where I'm trying to flip from street to being a presentable young man and trying to make it happen in life. I'm in a freaking tuxedo, my brother. I got locked up in a tuxedo. You feel me? As soon as they came and got me, I'm like, why y'all had to do this? I said, I would have walked in, you would have called me. I skipped the part that they was calling me to come in. They was also calling my phone because I've been shot multiple times by multiple people. One of the guys that shot me, they was claiming to have in custody and they wanted me to come and identify him. While I was waiting in the Applebee's and all that, the cops were trying to get me to do that too.
Wow. And,
yeah. So I would have came in voluntarily. You know, they locked me up. It's all in the book, exactly what happened. Let's fast forward it.
Yeah.
I get to the precinct, all right? I'm in the precinct. Detective is like, you want to talk? I said, I'll tell you anything you want to know. Knowing that I could just say, stay shut, give me my lawyer. I know I'm Gucci. I know I didn't do nothing.
You believe in your innocence.
We men. You do something like that, you freaking know.
That's right.
You understand?
You're right about that.
All right. So I don't care what cameras you got, what anybody's saying. I didn't do this. I speak to whoever the hell you want.
And this was naive on my part. Because even if you're innocent, you got to stay shut.
That's
man.
Right.
They flip your words and
hold on, hold on. For the listeners, for the listeners out there that don't understand the way the system works, say that again for them.
Even if you're innocent, you got to stay shut. They'll flip your words and they're are masterminds, and this is what they do every day.
They tell you you can and will be used against you. Will
yes,
be.
100%. So I get in there, I write a statement. My statement is valid to this day.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, everything I said, and I can recollect. You understand?
Yeah.
Detectives, this is the nice detective, the Skansky, white tall guy. Boom. Then looking like you. The next cop come diesel boom, on some military looking yeah. like, more than just like you,
yeah.
comes in, starts, and I'm trying to sleep. Man, this is late night, mama, prom kids, all that other okay. stuff. I'm trying to knock out because I'm tired. The cop had left. The other one comes in, wake the F up. You know you was grabbing this. You know you was doing that. You know you was doing this. And I'm like, what? I was doing that? So what you want me to tell you, that I was doing that? Hell no, I'm going to tell you. I said, if you know I was doing that, what I got to talk to you about?
When did they officially charge you?
You got all the cameras. I wasn't even charged right there. I didn't know.
Okay.
So listen to this. That's what I'm running down to. I'm getting to that. Exactly. Yeah. So this is the initial evil that was done. This all been evil with them having me in the freaking room and interrogating me and trying to make me confess. Now, when I told him, I said, you got cameras, you got videotape. I said, you don't need me to say anything if you got me doing it.
Yeah.
All right? He goes, all right, come on. After this, let's go watch this video. They take me to another room. They show me a video. He's like, what are you doing here? I was like, I don't even remember. I think I was helping a girl. I don't know. You understand? They show me a video still. They take me to another room with two more of the detectives. These guys interrogate me, try to do some psychological thing for hours and hours, bro. They're trying to make me say that I did something I didn't do. I was not going to do that. You understand?
Did you ever go home from there?
No.
Or you were...
No. After. I got bailed out. After. Okay? So, it's already daytime. Or through this whole interrogation, they say the district attorney wants to speak to you. You want to go over there to the district attorney's office and speak? I said, I told you, I got to speak to whoever. Which I was dumb. You understand? Let's go. Let's go speak to him. We go over there. We go with the detective. This is a homicide detective I'm dealing with, bro. You understand? Go with the detective. Detective sits down. He knocks out while she's over here giving me my Miranda rights, all that other stuff. She has a rolling video cassette TV. You know the things he used to bring in school? Old school, wheelie. She presses play. She says, Abel, look over here. Tell me what you're doing right here. She presses play for like 3 seconds. And I'm around this girl. I didn't know who she was, Melissa Russo.
Yeah.
I'm around her with the biggest grin on my face, and I don't remember that. My independent recollection didn't put me in that scene. So I was shocked when I seen her. I was like, oh. She turned immediately. She pressed the play 3 seconds. She heard my reaction. She stopped. She told the detective, book him. Right there.
So that was when you were officially booked. Okay.
Charged with sexual abuse.
Okay.
Okay. That was the initial charge. Sexual abuse and this accusation from this one female. They never wanted me. Remember, the detectives never wanted me. Nobody That's wanted right. me. Boom.
You were not, let's make this clear, you were not a suspect.
Never. Not one time until this accusation.
Okay.
Until this accusation. So all this time, they have the video footage. All this time, remember this. This is why I say this was the initial evil. What that booking part and that little 3 seconds, me seeing me around that and her going off of my reaction was the most evilest thing that I think part about it. And then it was more evil. That was originally the poisonous tree, the apple of the poisonous tree right there. That was the beginning of the poison, what they was doing.
Let's leave it right there. Scan to a record. We'll come back with the final episode, and we'll talk with Abel Ortiz.
The question is not why, but why not? Vow the Voice DJ No Frills.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Vow the Voice. Coaching
DJ
the culture.
DJ No Frills.
Forever rolling.
Blessing on it.
I'm doing donuts in my neighborhood. It made me
feel good. I swear I will never do it again, but she'll do it. I feel better with no IG, but I'm too big of influence to live your life. Don't try to make someone else happy, that shit might ruin. Yeah, I make money off all type of shit. I got sauce for me and my chair. Had to put a wide body on the lamb truck. It looks sexy, calling me serious. Fucked up playing around, now I'm serious. I got 200 bands in each ear. I was damn near the man before I started rapping. These other niggas just capping. I can take the top off while the car going, call it getting edged in traffic. I didn't reach another bracket, 8-figure taxes. I can't touch a bitch if she ever any location, play, we getting at them. All this come and go, it don't matter. These boys still in tune when you ain't at them. We don't even social beef, we get at them. Everybody killing out till something happen. I feel uncomfortable without a ratchet. I might shoot my shot at what you call it. I'm forever ballin'. I might eat a that never call her. I've been running from her. I heard you a stalker. We're not the same, little I've been drawing through the mud. Had a girl for the plug. I put numbers on the board. This is not for no awards. I get money, that's enough. If I get them, that's a plus. And the business is a must.
Yeah, DJ, no frills.
Have a prison, they have none. Run it up a couple months. But now Patty came from thug. Well, you know this real love. I ain't never changing up. Yeah, if I like you, you like it. I'ma change your whole life like it's nothing.
You know you
girl, I know not to stop when you come in. I'll be busy, I'm not in my comments. I'll be playing with that song like I'm John Wick. Don't be walking on phone. I'll be balling the 2,000 I promise I'm not for the moment. I be killing that shit when I get there and wake up and kill it again in the morning. I be chilling, but trust me, I handle them business when it's time to get it, I zone it. On the same way, if I'm with any niggas who be killing on by my lonely. I be laughing a lot, but don't get it confused in the blink of an eye. I ain't never gone.
Wish for what? I give you everything you want. For what? I call right out the blue when I'm off this, like, get this nut. You play with my name, I'm getting you.
Yes, 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 we back. We are the culture. The culture, culture, Vital
yes,
Voice.
Sir. Val the Voice,
carry
Famous
on.
Frills.
Carry
Val
on.
Val the Voice, Famous Frills. Listen, I want to get right back into this. Usually we don't, but I want to get right back into this interview. Abel Ortiz, you left us at where they officially charged you.
Book him.
They booked. That was what that
book
was.
Him. That's the name of the title of the chapter.
Yeah. So they said, that was the name of the title. All right, so they said book him. Did you go home that night or you
no,
went to
no,
the
no,
system?
No. I went straight through the system. Straight through the system, met an AT&B attorney, proclaimed my innocence from jump. I got bailed out through Regan. Shout out to her, my sister-in-law. She put up the whole limo service to get me out
of
there.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yes. So I get home. I'm torturing my wife and my family because I'm looking through all these video cassettes. They gave my lawyer 50, 60 video cassettes. I forgot how much it was. I was originally 7. It was only 7 videographers with camcorders. So they scrambled 7 video cassettes into 40 to 50 of them, so I can't find my defense. So every day I'm over here going through countless hours and countless hours of viewing footage that's scrambled. It's VHS. This is, you have to fast forward. You see static, and you keep going, and a half an hour into the tape after static or nothing, you'll see parts of the parade. So they didn't have to give it to me in chronological order, mm-hmm. but they had to give it to me by law, but they scrambled everything. So I,
so now that you're officially booked, what were the charges and what were
sexual
they offering
abuse
you?
In the first degree? There was no charge offers yet. My it was sexual abuse. Okay, so I get to, I have to find this footage of me with this girl. Every day I'm torturing my family. Every day, even on my wife's birthday, I'm looking through this freaking crazy melee, this crazy whatever you want to call it. I found it. I found the video footage when I'm with the girl.
Go ahead, finish.
And I'm like, I want to kill the whole screen. I'm helping the girl. The girl that they showed me, the video footage that I'm 3 seconds of watching, and then I'm like, oh, snap. And she said, book him. I'm helping her.
So she lied on you.
100,000%.
Now listen, Abel. We have to bring you back. Mm-hmm. We have to bring you back because this is, it's too much. Your story is too extensive, but I wanted to touch in what we're going to bring you back. I wanted you to touch in with our listening audience. So this was the point where you realized and you saw and you, it was a definite, it was not you. Now I'm going to ask you a question and we're going to leave it here for our listening audience. Are you innocent?
1,000%.
Did you do it?
Heck no.
Was there anything that you say I need to take accountability for?
No, okay. Not at all.
Listen, we are the culture coaches. Abel Ortiz is in the studio with us. He's got his book, Motion in the Interest of Justice. You can get it on Amazon. And we're going to finish this story. It's too much for 1 hour. We're going to finish this story. We're going to pick it up. We're going to let our audience know through the trials that he went through. Eventually, he was let out of prison. But he's on a relentless pursuit
to claim his innocence and get exonerated. Is that correct?
After 24 years.
Okay, we're going to get back. We are the Culture Coaches, Famous Frills, Val the Voice. Shout out to our sponsor, Caring Life Services, for anyone who needs home care, caringlifeservices.org. Famous Frills, any last words?
Let it play. I got you.